We are going to continue our What's Working series now. We hear a lot about organizations that donate food and money and clothing to people in need. The need is great, and there are many groups that try to do their best to help. This morning, we're going to hear about a group that helps families in a different way. Cascades Humane Society runs the Pet Food Pantry Program. It's for the pets of needy families. Deborah Carmody is the executive director of the Humane Society. Deborah, what sorts of supplies do you give to the families who are having financial troubles?
Typically, it's cat food and dog food, cat litter. We basically want to keep the animals with the families. It's so much easier to keep an animal with the family than it is to find a new family. And we also find that, obviously, in these times, challenging times, that we really don't want to see families torn apart by people having to give up their pets that they've had for so long.
How did you come up with this idea?
Actually, it was in place before I came here, but I think it became apparent, you know, years ago that any time that there was a family that all they needed was a little extra pet food to keep the family together, that was something we thought we could do. Jackson's an incredibly generous community. I am constantly amazed at how they are constantly giving, again, not just to our organization, but to others throughout the city to help people in need. And this particular program is run totally because of the donations of food and litter that the community give to us. We don't spend a penny on buying food or litter. That's a lot of donated food.
Tell me why it's important to provide pet supplies to families in need.
I think the human-animal bond is, you know, people have talked about it for years, but it's so critically important. And again, particularly when people are in a distressed situation, you know, the economy's bad or they have other challenges, I can't not imagine not having your pet and having to give up your pet when you're really in a challenging point in your life is it's just heartbreaking. We see it all the time when it's something that it takes more than just they need a little extra food or they need a little help with behavior. Sometimes, you know, people are moving and they can't take their pets with them and other situations arise. And there's nothing we can do to keep the family together. But we are able to take the pets and let them know that we'll find them the best family we can. You know, keeping families together, two-legged and four-legged members, it's just critically, I think, important.
Devil's advocate here. Some people will say that if there are families in need, you know, you should give them money for their food or their rent or utilities and not pet food.
I would say that it takes all sorts of support to keep a family in need healthy. It doesn't just take food for the pets, but food for the kids and clothes and perhaps help with utilities. And again, I think families with pets, which are the majority of families in our country, we think of them as members of our family. Again, it would be very hard to give up any family member. And I think most of the families that we work with and that we see, it doesn't matter that it's a four-legged family member named Fluffy. It's heartbreaking to see it when they get torn apart. And that's the only way I can describe it. When you see people come into our agency and they have to relinquish their pets, it's heartbreaking. And we just feel like it's critically important to keep those relationships intact.
Thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Christina.